The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Every summer, grasshoppers and locusts make the news for their gregarious and pesky swarms. But what are the differences between the two? Well, green grasshoppers and brown locusts are close cousins, both in the grasshopper family. But while grasshoppers hop like mad and can be abundant and pesky, locusts can fly. More significant, locusts have the unusual ability to be total loners or to enter what scientists euphemistically call a gregarious state. This is the flying and swarming stage, the stuff of biblical proportions. Desert locusts affect 20% of the world's land surface. Vast swarms containing billions of bugs periodically devastated parts of the U.S. back when the West was being settled. They continue to be a big problem in parts of Africa and China. And last November, swarms of nearly 4 miles in length plagued Australia. But why do they swarm? Entomologists have found that an increase in the chemical serotonin, which boosts moods in humans, in certain parts of a locust's nervous system initiates the swarming behavior. It's nature's way of giving wing to a starved creature.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.